from your perspective and what you've been observing and what you've been experiencing, what would you say is the main challenge that migrants moving to America face?
I think it's building community, especially if you're not already connected to some community. Because if you come to a workplace, you immediately meet some people, right, your co-workers. If you go to as a student, you find your classmates. But if you come as an adult, for example, which is my case, where do you meet people? And that's I think it's a huge challenge to rebuild your community. We don't have family here. My husband is from Kansas. All his family is in Kansas. I do have a cousin in New York, but like, we are in the Bay Area, so we have friends. But I think a lot of people think that going to live abroad is going to be, you know, a promise of a much better life. But I always find it there's some illusion about it, because restarting your life, rebuilding connections, especially as adults, it's much more difficult than when you're a student. No, I had lived abroad before. I lived in England twice when I went to study English, and then I went to do my master's. And those were the happiest times of my life. I loved it because I immediately joined a school where everybody, people from all over the world, and I loved it. I chose London because I wanted to be in a cosmopolitan place. And everybody was there studying English, so we became friends immediately. It was a range of people from 50 years old to, and when I went to do my master's, it was the same. It was an international group of people studying. So it was great. It was just that immediate connection. But if you're going independently without a place to meet people, it's very difficult.
It can become very lonely. And you can be isolated.
Absolutely.
And then the challenge is overcoming those things. That's what we're all having to deal with, because I experienced that as well. I came with my husband and I experienced that. And to be perfectly honest, after just a little bit about my experience, I think after 6 months or so, I was actually ready to go back home. Yeah. But obviously I'm married and we came for an adventure. Uh-huh. We didn't come seeking a better life. Mm-hmm. To be perfectly honest, we were chasing the sun. Just an adventure and to chase the sun. And we decided we would give it a year. And before that year was up, I was pregnant and we had found the house and my husband had settled into his job. But the thing that I found that I struggled with was authenticity. Mm-hmm. I found that I was meeting people, but I found that there was an issue with authenticity, not just with myself, mm-hmm. but I observed that there wasn't a depth in their relationship, or even if those relationships could really be defined as relationships. Mm-hmm. And I found that really difficult. I found it odd. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want that. I wanted to meet people with whom I could identify with on so many different levels, not just race mm-hmm. or music, but just general interests, just whatever. Though we're so multifaceted, there are so many ways in which we can connect with other human beings.
Yes.
But that took some years to do, but it was difficult. So I'm encouraging you to stick with it. But now we've met each other.
Yes. Thank goodness. Yeah, no, this is wonderful. It's really wonderful to be able to meet people and seek the connections, right? Mm. Because as you say, yeah, we can connect on so many different levels. But I do think it's adult life. It's not easy. It makes us, I don't know, less available. Mm. Yeah. And I don't have kids, so in that sense, it's easier.
It is, yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm also not having other opportunities to meet other people, right? Because I can see that people with kids end up
gravitating towards each other.
Yeah, yes. Even if it's not like a deep connection, you're meeting people. Mm. It's, I don't know. I've always thought that friendships, we have many friendships throughout life, and there are levels of friendship, right? Some friends are closer and some friends are more for different things. Like there's that friend who it's great to go out to parties and that friend that is great to go out to have a coffee and philosophize about life.
Yes.
I always thought, you know, it's great. I love diversity. And I don't expect, you know, every friendship to be on the same level, obviously. I do think that having my business, even though it's there, it's in Brazil, it really helped me, you know, to keep myself with my purpose. If I didn't have a business and I was here, I think I would have invented something else to do, probably.
But you would not have gone back. You wouldn't have said, this is too much, it's too difficult. I need to go back for a short while, even.
Yeah, maybe. Although, I've always been fascinated by different people. And I think the Bay Area, you know, it's such a diverse place. I guess I would have invented some courses, which I actually did. I went to take some classes and like a Pilates class, a watercolor. But I guess a great way to do it, just take another degree. I even thought, oh, maybe it's time to take another degree so I'll meet people, meet my peers. And universities are wonderful spaces, I think, to meet peers. Kindred spirits and similar mindsets, interests. But I had the work and I kept working on that.
Is it really all about keeping yourself occupied? The great challenge for you is keeping yourself mentally as well as physically occupied and to be industrious.
I think so. I think that's very important for any human being. If you want to keep your mental health healthy, we've got to be occupied, busy, with purpose, hopefully. Not just busy for the sake of it. It has never been my thing just to be busy. I end up being engulfed by, you know, work, life, but I never thought that should be the goal, just busy for the sake of it. But I do think it's very important. We must have purpose in life, you know, even if it's like taking care of your kid, taking care of your home, if you're happy with that, taking care of your body, taking care of your spirit. You know, I think all that is very important.
And that requires a certain amount of flexibility, resources in order to do that, because clearly some people come and they have very little resources. But I wonder about how entrepreneurial expats have to be, migrants have to be. Expats, migrants, it's the same thing. It's a political discussion that I'm not getting into. But I wonder how entrepreneurial we have to be in order to establish a good life here.
I think it's such a great point. I had never seen being an expat or a migrant as being having to be entrepreneurial, because I've always been. No, I chose to set up my own business, so I feel like I am entrepreneurial.
But and you are, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I am. I've owned my company for 20 years now and set up so many different little businesses. But I think it's great. Your point is great, because you have to be entrepreneurial, because you are arriving at a place where you probably have very little resources. You don't know many people. You have to be very creative. And to find your space, to carve your space. I feel like right now I need to carve my space in this fabric, this society. But I don't think it's easy. Maybe I'm not. I have been in a comfort zone for very long. And right now, for the first time in many years, I am being really shaken. Challenged from that comfort zone. And
that's exciting for me. Observing that, it's really exciting because I see you are so talented and extremely smart. You really are. You are so talented. I've seen your work. And I'm like, oh, you can do this. Oh, you can do that. But ultimately, it comes down to you.
Yeah, I know. I think right now, it is exciting in one sense to be challenged. I like that. But at the same time, I think I'm just a little tired at the moment. I really need to rechannel my energy I'm not sure if I need to find new passions or if I just need to go back into my passions. which is so strange. I don't know even why I'm feeling like that. And I'm not that I'm tired, but it's been like 20 years of a lot of work. And when you see what you've built and then you see yourself challenged, oh my gosh, do I have to start all over again?
I understand that. It is daunting. And that is something so many of us have had to face. Uprooting your life, uprooting everything that has been so successful for you.
Yeah.
Moving somewhere else. Coming to the US with your husband, you've done it the right way. And America is often described as the land of opportunities. Does it still feel like that to you?
I think there is a little bit of a myth about the American dream, but I do think it's a land of opportunities. I just don't know if it's for everybody, because there's a lot of requirements to tackle, you know, these opportunities. But at the end of the day, it's also down to each individual and how entrepreneurial we can be. But I think it's possible. I'm positive. You know, I'm an optimistic person in general. I think there is... I once heard from the father of a very good friend. He used to be a priest, and then he left the priesthood. He said, there is a space for everybody. And I love that. Does it mean it's going to be easy? Not necessarily. So I think the U.S. is a country... I can see there's a lot of work, a lot of opportunity. It's very competitive and very developed. So you have to meet certain standards to find that space. But I think it's possible, right?
It is. I like that. There is space for everybody, wherever you are.
Exactly, yeah.
Regardless of where you are in life, there is space for you.
Mm-hmm. I think the most important thing is for us to find our purpose or the things that we like doing. So I feel very fortunate. But I know there is a north. There was always a north. Not exactly a goal, but a direction. Right now, I feel my direction is a bit confused, a bit blurry.
Right. I see.
That's where I am now. The direction is a little bit blurry. And I don't see clearly how I can transpose my business to here. Exactly as it is. Figuring it out.
I see.
Talking to people.
Yeah. And it's great that you have the environment such as ground floor where we are now. It's a building that's full of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And we enliven each other and encourage each other in so many ways. And that's happening for us.
It is.
It's fantastic.
It is incredible.
And that is a huge privilege. But I guess as well, what I'm thinking is that the privilege is that you've experienced, you've actually worked for them. You earned those.
Yeah, I can't say I feel lucky throughout my life, but I also know that everything that happened to me, I went for. Yeah, yes. Things didn't fall on my lap. I learned English. I was already 20 years old. And I've been studying since then. So it's 30 years of studying English and it's still not perfect. And it's not natural for me. Portuguese is my language. That's how I operate better. But I'm here now and that's the tool. And I'm working, you know, to perfect it. And it is what it is.
It is. It is. So here's the challenge, right? I would love us, if you agree to it, to circle back in a year, 18 months, and just to talk again about what you've discovered and how you've grown.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
That sounds awesome. Sounds really great. I hope we'll come up with some new things.
Oh, no pressure. No pressure. I know. I am so certain about this that the whole landscape will have changed by then.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I've got a question for you. What do you love about being here in America?
I have been enjoying a lot living more outdoors, being really able to connect with nature. I feel I love the freedom being a woman, that I can do things by my own and do not worry about safety. Safety is a big issue in Brazil, unfortunately, because it's such a beautiful place. I love being able to meet people like you, meet more foreigners.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm really fond of national parks as well.
They are incredible here.
They're incredible. A lot of Brazilians want to go to New York, want to go to Miami and Disneyland. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta go to Yellowstone or Yosemite or even like just the Californias. There's so many. The national parks and the state parks are so incredible. I'm in love with all of them.
Mm.
I know my married life, it's really good. You know, I'm so fortunate. I found this amazing park. I love him so much. And I think we have such a great relationship, great bond. I learn a lot with him. Been learning a lot. I think I became a better person.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I do think so. I think it's a really incredible country because it's so developed. It's a relatively young country. And people, there's a lot of people saying, oh, we are so work-oriented. And I agree. It's like it's the machine. Capital machine.
Work, work, work. Earn, earn, earn. Yeah. Spend.
Exactly. So I think it's very... It's all very clever, but I look at it with critical eyes, and I feel fortunate to be able to look at the whole system, like I said, you know, work, and you have a little bit of a, what about the rest of your life? So it's a struggle. I can feel people like struggling to have fun, to create space in their life. Fun.
As other aspects of being a human.
Yeah.
Outside of work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the struggle that you observe.
I do observe. People focus on looking for that. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was never like a focus because Brazil being so social, we're actually divided by that. And I've heard people saying, this is too much social activity, you know, I get tired. Not too much pressure. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so funny because it's just so contrary to the logic here. I think the relationships here are a bit more difficult because of that logic as well. You know, there's always the business aspect of it. I also hear about a lot about loneliness. And I feel sad because I know there are great people, are good people, can be very generous. I admire the way a lot of organizations, nonprofits, or even government, how they have this volunteer culture in part of their lives. And I think this is great.
As a means of connecting people?
Connecting people, helping people, you know, finding purpose. Channel your energy towards helping the people. But yeah, I do admire that. I think it's a society that, for as many problems as there are, it's not a perfect place.
We've discovered, having lived ourselves in so many different countries, that none of them.
There's no such thing.
None of them. America, France, England, Brazil, wherever, are perfect.
Yeah.
But it's up to you. It's up to us to somehow navigate the challenges to be able to establish a life in those new environments, those new countries, a life that is worthwhile, that makes us happy. We're all looking for that.
Yeah, everybody ultimately wants just to be happy, right?
Mm.
And I am happy. I am happy here. I feel it's just, I need to work a little harder, you know, to find my space, to make new friends. But I'm doing it.
You are. You're doing it. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
And it's been marvelous. It's been a pleasure eating our falafel and our chicken soup now cold. We'll have to go and stick them back in the microwave. Yeah. But we're going to call it quits here so we can go and eat our food and not have our tummies rumbling on the mic. Thank you for your time. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, likewise. It's been great talking to you as well. Thank you. I think it's really nice to be able to share a little bit of our expat lives. And congratulations again on your idea and initiative to do this podcast. And the more I think about it, the more I think it's really brilliant because there's so many expats throughout the planet. And now with the age of podcasts, we can share our stories. And
yes,
you channeling these stories, I think it's awesome.
Oh, thank you. That's really lovely. I just hope you had fun. And I'm hoping and praying that you listeners have a great time as you make your own chicken soups out there. Just have a fantastic day. See you on the next episode.